There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Joining us now is Will Cain, host of The Will Cain Show, which you can check on foxnews.com Monday through Thursday. You can also check out the podcast wherever you get your podcasts or foxnewspodcast.com. And of course, he is co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend, Saturday and Sundays from 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern Time on FNC. Will, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, guy. What's up?
I want to talk sports with you in a second, but first, we're just getting some sound in from Biden in Philadelphia. He was there at this big rally with the Kennedy family trying to make clear, no, we want Biden, not the member of our own family, RFK Jr., who just announced that he's got access to the ballot in Michigan today. So this was a shot across the bow of RFK Jr., a big group endorsement of Biden by the Kennedys. And in Philadelphia, Biden said a few interesting things. I think he was trying to quote the declaration here in Cut 37.
The idea was we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men and women are created equal in the image of God, deserve to be treated equally throughout their lives.
So a little slurry there, but also not what the declaration quite says. Fine. Here he was in Cut 36, firing up the troops.
Are you ready to choose freedom over democracy? Because that's America.
Yes.
Are you ready to choose freedom over democracy? Because that's America, and you got a big yes in the background. Everything's fine, Will.
Well, he's right. You should choose freedom over democracy. I don't think he intended to be right.
No, he didn't.
Just to be correct, they seem to overlook that we're not a democracy because democracies can intrude upon the freedoms of minorities. So we are a constitutional republic designed to protect the interests of minorities, the rights of minorities. But that's more substantive and deep than Biden could comprehend or articulate. He's shot. He's spent. It's over.
Could he win?
Yes, he could win. But look, as someone who will not be voting for Joe Biden, I'm getting more optimistic that that won't be the case, that he will win. But I definitely think he can win. I think we haven't even begun to see what will happen in this election. I mean, for quite some time, guy, I've said, I don't think he'll be the candidate, that he will be replaced. But even if he is the candidate, the surprise will come in some form of bombshell falsehood or truth that is covered up in censorship. There will be some type of election abnormality that will ensure that this doesn't look the way it does today in the polling or even in the race. And by the way, on the RFK front, he's well aware of the surprises that could work against his favor. And so he sees appropriately that RFK represents a real threat to fracturing that voting base that could put him over the top of Trump.
Well, I will make this note to tune into Special Report tonight on Fox News Channel in the 6 p.m. hour. We're going to be breaking down during the panel brand new Fox News polling from four key swing states. Revealed at 6, we'll break them down. Tune in for that. Okay, well, let's talk about this Caitlin Clark flap involving her contract at the WNBA, people expressing outrage on social media that the salary that she's going to be receiving is so low, and people again going to this well of, you know, equal pay, and it's all so unfair. The White House and President Biden tweeting out to pander to this sentiment as well. It takes 2 seconds of critical thought to realize why a lot of these whining complaints don't make any sense, but we get these occasional spasms, and I guess there's some like a political benefit to it, which is why Biden tweeted what he did. Break this down for us. Why is it not a grave injustice that Caitlin Clark, despite her star power, is going to be making like 80 grand or something?
Yeah, let's do it on three different levels. So first of all, I get the gut instinct. I mean, anybody listening to the radio or watching TV or watching a Twitter scroll go across their phone and be like, whoa, okay, $75,000 a year. That sounds super low. And they're going to contextualize that by understanding that NBA players make millions, like, you know, low-level NBA players make multi-millions. And Caitlin Clark is incredible. I mean, we know that, not just at basketball, but in generating audiences. And so you put those two things together and you go, whoa, that sounds super low. You know, okay, then that takes us to the second level, as you pointed out. Well, just a little bit of understanding, a little bit of research will explain why. Because it's simple economics. The NBA generates $10 billion in revenue. The WNBA generates $100 million in revenue. And those are gross figures, meaning that's how much money walks through the door before a penny is spent. The NBA, I don't know exactly what their league-wide profit margin is of that $10 billion, but it's enough to subsidize the WNBA, which has never once in its existence operated in the black. It loses money, and it has for every year of, I believe it's, is it a quarter century now of its existence?
They've always lost money.
Always. Why? Well, people that buy tickets, television rights, popularity, ratings, the market. And so the market has dictated that a top-tier women's basketball player like Caitlin Clark – by the way, draft pay is also slotted. Your number one overall pick, you're going to get paid that, exactly. The highest-paid player in the WNBA makes $250,000. So Caitlin Clark will be there at the expiration of her rookie contract, but that's every league slots their draft picks for salary cap purposes. But, you know, you could be the best dart player in the world, right? That doesn't mean you should make millions, because it's a reflection of how many people watch dart on TV and show up to bars to watch you throw darts. You know, you could be the best. You know, there's dudes on OnlyFans. They don't make what the most popular girls on OnlyFans make. The leading male models, they don't make what women male models make, because it's a reflection of the market and what people want. One last point on this, guy. Maybe Caitlin Clark changes the game, and good for her if she does. Maybe she pulls huge audiences. You know, I pointed this out on my Twitter feed, and I did it on the Will Cain Show. Babe Ruth made nothing his first couple years in Major League Baseball. He made $20,000 in adjusted 2024 inflation numbers, right? By his sixth or seventh year, he's leading a resurgence of national popularity in Major League Baseball, and he's making $350,000 a year. So that's, again, 2024 dollars. So maybe Caitlin Clark does that with WNBA. But until then, this is the market. By the way, I said three levels. The third is Biden. He doesn't need research. He's not that stupid. Everybody around him is not that stupid. They're just purposely playing identity politics and dividing people.
Yeah, like, oh, it's so unfair. How is this possible? And I think some of the loudest complainers have never watched a WNBA game in their lives. They're not spending money on this product that they insist must pay these women a lot more. They're part of that problem. They're part of the marketplace. They just want, what, just to score some cheap points. And I think you're right. Caitlin Clark might very well create, maybe not single-handedly, but have a huge role in some sort of renaissance for the WNBA. Maybe they can actually turn a profit for once. I guess we'll see. We know that there's massive interest in her jersey. I guess they don't even have enough of them made. People are going to have to wait months to get them. And then Nike just announced Nike's signed her to this shoe deal worth eight figures. So she's going to make millions of dollars with this shoe deal. And I think a lot of little girls are going to want those shoes on their Christmas list. Nike's obviously made that business decision. I think their ROI on, like, you know, a Colin Kaepernick was probably not great. I think this is a much safer bet for them because she has a huge fan base and she's being paid accordingly in the open market. And yet it's interesting, Will, some people are trying to make it problematic how successful she is. Some of the same people who will complain about the pay gap, they call it, between NBA and WNBA, well, it's also a problem that she's getting too much recognition. And some of that, they will say, explicitly has to do with her race and other things. It just feels like these are whiners, these are grievance mongers, and it's just lose-lose constantly, and they're exhausting worldview.
Yeah, 100%. They just live on division, and somehow with that division see themselves as heroic people in the world, like fighting for truth and justice. It's just insane. By the way, I am hopeful for Caitlin Clark, but I'm not optimistic, just to be clear.
In terms of what the shoe deal, or in terms of WNBA.
WNBA. And it's just I'm going into the prediction business here, but look, I think the college basketball game has a built-in fan base with people with allegiances to universities. You know that very well with Northwestern, but there's just no such thing in the WNBA, and it'll be a huge lift for her to carry over the kind of ratings. And by the way, just amazing. She beat her ratings in the women's NCAA finals smoked the men's. Okay. You ever heard of a fan of the Indiana Fever? I know you guys exist out there, all dozen of you, but there's just not. Okay. And maybe she changes it, but I'm not optimistic that the WNBA ratings are going to soar. I could be wrong. The draft ratings were good.
Yeah. No, people were interested. I mean, I think she will absolutely put a lot more butts in the seats, at least for a while, when she travels and when she's in her home games. And it's kind of like Big Ten country, basketball crazy state, huge following. We'll see, right? We'll see. It's kind of exciting. I hope the best for her. I think some of like the sour grapes you're seeing and like trying to cut her down to size by some of the other WNBA players, some of that might just be like, all right, rookie, like welcome to the bigs or whatever. They should be rooting for her to be a sensation. It will benefit all of them.
Absolutely. There's probably some of what you described, but you said it earlier. I've got to just call it the way it is. I think it's race. It's just, you just kind of see the, first of all, the people that always go in on race are also the same people dividing Americans on race are also the same people that are dismissive of Caitlin Clark and for some reason, So I don't know. There's a lot there, guy. There's a lot. There's people that talk about the LGBTQ angle of it as well. Like, she is straight. The WNBA is not very straight. What she is then is an outlier. And for some reason, being an outlier, being white, being straight, being young, it's just like, it's interesting how the world will look at something that is different. And I mean, history tells us, we know this, in reverse, in the other way, right? So, like, the way America would look at someone who is different that is gay or someone that is a minority. But here in this case, it's like the reverse happening because someone is different in this one microcosm environment.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she's got a lot of personal fans. We'll see how it translates. I'm rooting for her and for the league, and we'll see how it goes. Very quickly, this is explicitly racial. I don't know if you saw this. This is Joy Reid's blog. Not sure if this one was allegedly hacked like she's claimed in the past, but they did this whole think piece about there's not enough black American players in Major League Baseball, with that particular demographic plummeting to just 6%, quote, offering a warning about what can happen when institutions de-emphasize diversity. Will, come on.
So, well, what's great about this think kind of thing is like there's truth serum inside the stupidity. So what is revealed in this post in this headline is diversity doesn't mean diversity. Diversity means black, because Major League Baseball has never been more diverse. It's got, like, I think historic numbers of Latino players. It's got historic numbers, I'm sure, of, by extension, Afro-Caribbean or Afro-Latino players. It's got historic numbers of Asian players playing in Major League Baseball. But it's true, there are fewer African-American players in baseball.
Yeah,
and
that's not the right kind of diversity, apparently, for the folks over in Joy Reid world. You can look at some other leagues. Are they not diverse enough? I mean, it hurts your head, and it's got to be sad to live that way, honestly. Will Cain, thanks so much for your time, sir. We'll be right back on The Guy Benson Show.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.